e-cigarette manufacturers started off aiming its product at adult smokers looking to quit. But now, the brightly colored, fruit-flavored refill cartridges have caught on with teenagers in the U.S., and the American Food and Drug Administration is stepping in. The FDA earlier this month ordered 5 nicotine vaping brands to submit plans within 60 days detailing how they will prevent teens from using their products. So this sounds pretty serious. Like in the U.S., The FDA is really trying to clamp down on the situation. So how prevalent are e-cigarettes nowadays?
Well, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, American youth are now more likely to use e-cigarettes than any other form of tobacco. In 2016, more than 2 million middle school and high school students used e-cigarettes each month. And a report from the CDC states that e-cigarettes are a $2.5 billion industry in the U.S. alone. And just for on a personal note, the marketing and advertising for these tobacco products are everywhere. I mean, they really appeal to youth. They had the coolest posters and really young and marketable people smoking these e-cigarettes. And it's just, and then they normally couple it with certain events like different venues that are opening up or some different shows. And so it really attracts young people. And when I was younger, I used to do something similar. It wasn't exactly e-cigarettes. It was called hookah, which is like a water pipe. And it had flavored tobacco and it was so cool and everyone was doing it. So I could just, I can kind of understand and feel a lot of the rush to this product. It's really attractive in the U.S. right now.
But with hookah, you can't conceal it. I mean, if you bring it to the school, then right. The teachers would know. Mm. Whereas what's happening in the U.S. now is something that can be easily concealed or even be disguised as a memory stick.
Yes. There's a brand in particular that disguises them that looks like a flash drive, and people can put them in their pockets and hide them and even bring them in the class. So it's really popular among youth. And as of 2014, the e-cigarette industry spent about $125 million a year to advertise their products. And they would use different techniques that made traditional cigarettes popular, such as sexual content and customer satisfaction. Again, the posters are always really attractive people. And when you're young, you see these posters and you think, wow, that's really cool. And to a lot of teenagers, being cool is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And so it really, really appeals to young people. And another big marketing tool is they would market it or tout it as being healthier and safer, like a safer alternative to smoking cigarettes due to the lack of tobacco in the product. And that was huge with a lot of people that I know back home, my younger brother and sister. I've seen them pull out their e-cigarettes and the first thing they tell me is, oh, well, there's no tobacco in it. So, you know, all the thousands of harsh chemicals that are in tobacco, I'm not getting it. So it's okay. And so there's this feeling that it's not as dangerous for you. So a lot of people smoke it. And that's kind of a big deal.
And okay, it's important that we clear that up then. Mm. So is it a myth? Is it a misunderstanding that it's safe? How safe is it then when we're talking about vaping and e-cigarettes, these new, well, relatively new products?
Well, I'm assuming that whoever believes that e-cigarettes are safer than traditional cigarettes might believe that perhaps they are safe. And I think maybe they're thinking perhaps there isn't tar in e-cigarettes, but it's just as dangerous. First of all, it contains nicotine, and it can get you addictive. And also, there are ingredients such as antifreeze, and then formaldehyde. Formaldehyde, I think, is a chemical in English. A lot of Chinese people may not be familiar with it, but they are familiar with the Chinese counterpart or the Chinese word, that's jiaquan. So it's a chemical that's feared, that's dreaded, much like death. And it's a chemical that people try and avoid when it comes to decoration of their own apartment. I remember when I was decorating my own apartment, we thought of all kinds of solutions that could help us avoid or diminish the amount of formaldehyde in the furniture or something. We chose tiles instead of wooden tiles, and we bought something from IKEA because we heard that they have lighter discharge of formaldehyde than other furniture. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Then basically, I'm saying that Chinese people dread it like death.
Yeah. Mm.
And then e-cigarettes, they contain things like that. And what's even worse about this is the FDA doesn't regulate these products, and there aren't requirements around ingredient disclosure, warning labels, or youth access restrictions. So when it comes to traditional tobacco, there are all kinds of restrictions that, for instance, in the US or in some other Western countries, manufacturers, they have to sort of put on horrible, horrible pictures about smokers' lungs.
Awful.
Yeah,
and
awful
the teeth
pictures.
That's almost falling off and decaying gums.
Right. Pictures of holes in people's necks. Oh.
Mm-hmm. So there are stricter rules when it comes to disclosure of ingredients and also warnings about the potential hazard of smoking. Whereas when it comes to this e-cigarettes, a lot of the regulations hasn't been put in place yet, and therefore that allows the e-cigarette manufacturers to sort of fly under the radar and just smuggle some dangerous ingredients within the e-cigarette lifestyle.
And since there's not like a lot of studies that have been done, and since it's relatively new, and I think that's a really big handicap, because a lot of people feel like it's okay, and it's difficult to prove otherwise because you don't really have the studies to back it. Everything is relatively, you know, projective. Like, well, it has formaldehyde, which is not good for you, but for a lot of teenagers, that's not convincing enough. It's something that you can take and you can charge it on your laptop, and the covers and it's very colorful, and let's not forget about the flavors. I mean, you have the mango flavor, you have peppermint, you have all of these different flavors. It just smells so good. You walk into a room and you smell this wonderful this flavor. It almost smells like a shampoo or something. So it's just it's great, and it's not as offensive as cigarette smoke. So a lot of people can smell it and it doesn't really bother them. Even in Beijing, I feel like it's catching on a little bit here in Beijing. Like when among some of the students that I was teaching, I would walk by in their group when they're talking and I would just smell like cotton candy. And I'm like, what is that? And then, and of course they would hide it from me, but it would be an e-cigar.
Mm.
And e-cigars are electric cigars that they don't have tobacco in them. And it's very similar to another brand. It's a brand name named Juul, which looks more like a flash drive. So they have different shapes and they have different names, but it's relatively the same thing. There's a substance on the inside that burns. And when it burns, it has different chemicals in it that emit this massive cloud of smoke that a lot of people find very interesting and fun.
Yeah, and that is one part that I find through marketing, vaping or smoking e-cigarettes has been glamorized. And I remember a couple of years ago seeing, was it Leonardo DiCaprio or one of those big stars in Hollywood that was vaping away in one of those award ceremonies when everybody's, wearing like super long, nice evening gowns, that kind of thing. So I remember thinking, because I never had a chance to really dig into the details of this, that is vaping or smoking the e-cigarette socially acceptable indoors? Because now in China as well, smoking in general indoors is prohibited, and people frown on that, and there are some aggressive people that would
get into arguments.
Yes, and I'm glad that there are people that stand up for the rights of others in the room as well. And so when it comes to e-cigarettes, I wonder what is the social norm in that regard?
I feel like it has a lot to do with the title and the name. As Lai Ming mentioned earlier, smoking has been around for a while, and there's a lot of laws in place to prevent people from smoking in certain areas. But vaping is a different term, and so is, e-cigarettes. And so since there's no tobacco involved, it changes the game. And so people can bring it in different places. The smoke dissipates very quickly, so a lot of students will bring cigarettes e-cigarettes or these e-cigars into their class and smoke them while the teacher turns their back. In this sense, it dissipates very quickly. It's difficult to find these students. So it's a bit of an issue, and definitely with the FDA cracking down, I believe that a lot more laws will come into play where they can limit the usage, because it is definitely an issue, not just in the States, but in other countries as well.
But even so, it is very difficult for the teachers to police the classroom against people or against students who smuggled in their e-cigarettes, especially the kind of the brand that's called Juul. I remember researching about the topic and read a story on NBC and saying that some teachers in the U.S. are noticing that many students spent longer times in the bathroom, and they didn't know what was going on until they realized that they were smoking this brand that's called Juul. And what's special about it, like Tony said, the smell dissipates very quickly, and it smells like mango or other fruity flavors. Makes it very difficult for the teachers to sort of detect. And also the shape of it, in the shape of a flash drive or a memory stick, it makes it very easy to fool the teacher, say, this is just a memory stick, and that's nothing special.
And from what I've read, that some of those schools are actually banning flash drives because they want to make sure that students aren't smoking, and that's really the only way that they can do it, because if it is a flash drive or if it isn't a flash drive, they can't really tell when they're giving instructions. So some schools in the U.S. are banning flash drives even from coming in on the school grounds because they really want to tackle this problem. I mean, one Juul pod, the nicotine cartridge inserted in, delivers about 200 puffs. And that's about, for as far as nicotine, that's about smoking about 10 cigarettes almost in the for the duration of that pod. So
10 cigarettes.
It's quite a bit. So if you're renewing it every week, like a lot of students are, you're pretty much an established smoker. So you have to really be careful about how often you smoke these things as well.
And I can see how that could be a gateway to like a traditional cigarettes, because once a student loses that memory stick or flash drive of his or hers, then based on the regular intake like Tony just described, then there's no way that they can resist the withdrawal symptom, and all they can do, perhaps the quick fix, is perhaps to get the traditional cigarette.
Here I get a little confused, because I wonder if it's a myth or misunderstanding again. Some people say that smoking an e-cigarette is a way to quit. It helps you to quit. But Liming, what you're saying is that it could actually work in the reverse direction, that after smoking e-cigarettes, you might become a real smoker, that you would want to buy real tobacco. What is the relation here de facto?
Well, the fact is the FDA hasn't found any e-cigarette to be safe and effective in helping smokers quit. And instead of quitting, many e-cigarette users are continuing to use e-cigarettes while still using conventional cigarettes. In 2015, 59% of the people who recently used e-cigarettes also currently smoked conventional cigarettes. And the U.S. Surgeon General has found that even smoking a few cigarettes a day is dangerous to your health. And when smokers are ready to quit, they should talk with the doctors about using one of the 7 FDA-approved medications proven to be safe and effective in helping smokers quit, like a nicotine patch or something.
Well, that's important information that needs to be gotten out there. And when we look at this situation of a so-called epidemic, what do you think is an effective solution?
Well, again, I feel that my solution to this situation would just be awareness and more research. I think that if you're going to release a product for youth, I think that there needs to be a lot of extensive research on what this product can do, the dangers and the prolonged use, what can it cause, and that way people can have an idea of what they're getting themselves into, and when they have all of the variables on the table, then they can decide if that's a product that they want to invest in and smoke. And I think right now we don't have that, and so for that reason, I think that a lot of these products should be pulled off of the market until the research has been done.
I think when is very important because of the prevalence of online shopping, online e-commerce, and also because the commodity is so tiny and easy to get recharged. Mm-hmm. And there's no way, no stopping other people from buying these cigarettes on behalf of teenagers who probably would be off limits to smoke to e-cigarettes according to certain regulations, but there's no way to prevent it. And perhaps making people aware that there is danger, this hazard in feeding young people with e-cigarettes. I heard that actually some of the ingredients actually will hinder the development of young teenagers' brains. Mm. So I think people should be aware of the risks involved, and also the legal hazard. Should there be aware of the legal hazards before they make actions, they commit things like that, buying on behalf of teenagers.
Yeah.
Some of the incidences also need to be highlighted in terms of like the batteries malfunctioning and burning people's faces and hands.
Ooh.
Which is also something that has happened on the usage of these e-cigars. So I think a lot of this information needs to be put out there for the public to see, especially the youth. And even some of the graphic pictures we see on cigarettes now, perhaps some of the images of what these e-cigars can do can definitely alter some of these, you know, the young people's decisions to buy these products.
Yes, well, those are some really, really good points. You're listening to Roundtable.